every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, JT, I just want to say hello to our friend Kurt Hester. He has spent 3 decades transforming young athletes into champions for the University of Houston. And, you know, Kurt got some real bad news not long ago from his doctor that he has stage 4 melanoma. And he was given 6 weeks to 1 year to live. And, you know, he's a fighter. And he attacked that cancer like he attacks the weights in a weight room. He's lived 8 more weeks than when the doctor said that he was going to die. And he's not dying because he's in there lifting weights and everything. You know, Coach, we love you here at Mouthing Off. And I've known you for a long time. And my hat's off to you. You're a winner, and you're going to beat this cancer.
Amazing story, Mr. Hester. And our thoughts and prayers are out to you. And I pretty much can speak for all of our Mouthing Off Nation. We're all behind you. Keep up the good work, my friend. Eddie, big week in sports. We're there. It's all happening.
The Chiefs got their butt kicked by your Jaguars.
My Jaguars.
In the great state of Florida.
I have to learn to kind of stay away from these things because before I know it, they're mine. I've never been a Jaguars guy.
Hey, you are now. They're 4-1.
I consider Jacksonville South Georgia. So I don't even consider the city of Jacksonville a part of the state of Florida.
They got the wrong colors on if it's South Georgia. They need to have red and gray.
I'm kidding.
Put the great Georgia Bulldogs on.
I'm kidding. There's a natural rivalry between all of the cities here in Florida as we've all grown and become legit cities in Orlando, Tampa. Miami's kind of always been their own thing. They're obviously winning. The rest of us all fight over who's best, so I kid my Jacksonville neighbors to the north. We're going to get into the NFL, Major League Baseball, college football, the NHL, WWE, yes, and Jabroni of the Week. But we're out of time right now, so we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11/1, select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer in September 28th, select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, ex-quarterback and Fox Sports analyst, Mark Sanchez. Hey, he's got more. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And don't be going and try to play parking garage cop with some truck driver who's just doing his damn job picking up oil from a restaurant. And this dude goes and jumps the guy.
Speaking of top cop, we got to talk about our boy Lenny over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. They're comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com, tell them Mouthing Off sent you. This was a bizarre story. Sunday or Saturday.
He's a bizarre dude, man. At Mark Sanchez, he's like he's a weirdo.
This story came out, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope he's all right. I can't imagine what happened that ended up with an analyst for Fox being stabbed in Indianapolis of all places.
Three times, man. The guy hit him with pepper spray, and he was so drunk it didn't bother him, and so he just started tuning the dude up. So I guess he went for the knife. I said, when he's in doubt, he said, I'm going to pull my knife out. And he stabbed old Sanchez three times.
Yeah.
He's in critical condition. But they still arrested Sanchez.
Well, I don't know how that all worked out. I saw the same news as you, but I was curious if there are cops sitting outside of his hospital room. I don't think they've been able to book him. He's been in a ICU since this happened.
They arrested him.
All right. Crazy story, though. It first comes out and you're hearing, he was stabbed in Indianapolis, a place where you don't really think of these kinds of crimes happening.
Where was
even
Pat
at downtown
McAfee when you needed him?
I don't know. Not there making sure that Mark Sanchez kept his crazy belief that he could police. I don't know what happened here. I'm assuming he was trying to park.
Well, McAfee is drinking a bunch of tequila and he's all
maybe
based out. But and wants to stop a truck driver from picking up oil.
Well,
come on, man.
As the details have come out, it was a guy that was picking up used fryer oil from a restaurant. The crazy thing here, though, is I want to know this story because my assumptions were that Mark Sanchez was trying to park in an alley so he could get out and get into a place without, having to deal with the weather, the people, I don't know. But for him to get out.
No father wants this dude going out with their daughter. I can just tell you that.
Mark Sanchez?
Parking in alleys, jumping on oil dudes, going to get French fry oil out of a restaurant. Come on, man. And he's a Fox analyst. How in the hell did he get a job? He sucked as a quarterback.
I don't know. I saw this story, though, and then the details started to trickle out. And the first thing that really bothered me was that this was a 69-year-old Uber driver. Yes.
Guy.
I don't know what happened, but in my personal experience and opinion is that no matter what, if you're young and in shape, you do not fight a 70-year-old man. I know I'm adding a year to his age.
He couldn't whip him. The problem is he jumped an old dude that he couldn't beat up, and the old dude stabbed him three times.
Well, he's lucky, really, because at the end of the day, this guy went through the progressions. He started with pepper spray, and that didn't stop him. So then he went to a knife. Luckily for Mark Sanchez, that stopped him, because the next progression...
Well, he's lucky. The dude, he wasn't doing this in Florida. Because he would have got shot right between the eyes.
That is the next level of progression in this.
Texas will shoot your ass so quick it'll make your head swim.
So obviously, after I've gotten more and more details, I'm starting to feel like this guy was just defending himself against an intoxicated, angry Mark Sanchez. And that's still
an
alleged.
Angry Mexican on tequila. That's the worst thing in the world, man. It's like, they shot. Hey, remember the Alamo? In Texas, that old dude was remembering the Alamo when he stabbed that Sanchez, all messed up on tequila. What's wrong with that guy, man?
So we're still at this point. This is all alleged. He has not been taken to court and convicted of this crime, but he was charged.
Oh, he will, though.
He was charged with three misdemeanors: battery with injury, unlawful entry of the driver's vehicle, and the driver was not arrested. So it looks like Mark Sanchez is the villain in this story, but I will wait.
Jeff, I was thinking, you know who's on the hotline to that truck driver right now? Morgan and Morgan, for the people.
I prefer another.
Well, it made me laugh, man.
I prefer another firm here in Orlando, but that's
neither. Oh, you're talking about Dan Newland.
You are right. That's my preference.
Yeah,
but
old brother Dan.
This is a sports show, so we should move on quickly, like the Bengals have moved on from Jake Browning and brought in Joe Flacco, a proven veteran quarterback who in that offense, I picked him up in my fantasy league. I'm looking forward to
seeing. There goes Eddie Mansfield's great inside deal with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So they don't get Kirk. So they go and get 43-year-old Joe Flacco.
Hey, he's proven.
He's got no wheels left, man. He's got running on two flats.
He never had wheels. He was never a really great quarterback.
Well, he doesn't have wheels now at all.
He was the guy that you were completely comfortable with him having the ball in his hands on offense so you could get your defense.
Michelin or Goodyear is not on his feet.
Well, they've got their QB now to back up until Joe Burrow comes back from injury. Dallas wiped up the Jets. Jerry Jones gives the finger to Jets fans and gets fined.
Hey, welcome into Jerry's world, New York. I mean, because when you go to New York City, I lived in Manhattan, for many years. And, New York is good about giving that middle finger.
Jerry Jones' wallet is a quarter of $1 million lighter. And I talked to Mr. Jones earlier, and he said he couldn't feel the difference in weight in his wallet. So he'll be just fine.
Yeah, it was worth the headlines to him.
Yeah. Week six, no undefeated teams going in. The Eagles and Bills both lost to the Broncos and Patriots. The Jets still winless after getting beaten by the Cowboys. So now we have the Lions, the Bills, the Eagles, the Bucks, the Colts, the 49ers, the Jags, all at 4-1. What a lopsided league.
Miracles never cease. I mean, you look at the Colts and the Jags. They're 4-1. I mean, let me tell you. The Colts are going to win their division this year. That's how good those guys are. They're really, really good.
The Colts came as no surprise to me because I really felt that they were a team in need of a quarterback.
And
they drafted one who, didn't work out for them. They bring a guy in who had been moved on from, and he
Isn't
seems
he
to be the guy.
From your neck of the woods? It's called, where is it, Gainesville up there?
Oh, my Florida Gators. My Florida Gators, I'm assuming, since it's near
Florida
me.
Gators, and, there's no Gator in that guy.
No,
he's
but
a quitter.
Daniel
There's
Jones.
There's no gator in that dude, man.
Daniel Jones is pulling it off in Indianapolis. The Jaguars, though, are sort of a surprise to me. You had to figure at some points Trevor Lawrence was going to figure out how to put it together. But they bring
well,
in
called an offensive line, Jeff.
Yeah.
Where you're not looking at the lights every damn time you back up the throw. I mean, that's he was a light, you know, he was on his back more than he was standing up.
He definitely looks better than he has up to this point in his stint with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They look like they have a number one overall pick quarterback for the first time since he got there. They beat the Chiefs, who are now 2-3. I said it early in preseason that I felt like the window for the Chiefs was quickly closing. And I know that Patrick Mahomes is a world-class quarterback, but he is not a guy who can win alone. And it seems like
no,
the Chiefs...
No, he has no help.
Yeah, Travis Kelce doesn't seem to be putting up Travis Kelce-like numbers.
Well, Miss Taylor Swift is busy with Miss Taylor Swift. And so he got time to catch the damn football.
Yeah,
he's in the Swifty world.
It's not looking good for Chiefs fans. I will assume still at this point that they will turn it around and be a playoff team. And if they're in the playoffs, they're obviously dangerous. They've proven it time and time again that if they make it to the playoffs, they can win the Super Bowl. So this is an exciting thing. I know that 4-1, this many 4-1 teams means that there are a lot of 2-3 teams. It's lopsided, but having this much clarity in who is going to be vying for those playoff spots is exciting, especially with new names being in there. The Lions and the Bills we're used to, the Eagles, obviously. Tampa Bay, exciting to see them continuing to win with Baker Mayfield, but the Colts and the Jaguars being there is very fun for the league. Hey, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Harper and the Phillies are on the brink. They need to flip the script, brother.
Well, it's going to be a problem for them because they lost the first two games at home. The fans are starting to figure out what I've said all along about Bryce Harper, and that is that he's really good unless you need him to come through in the clutch. If you want to come through in the clutch, go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And to be perfectly honest with you, if the Phillies were wearing Odark 30 boots, they'd probably be winning games. Odark30.com, tell them Mouthing Off sent you. I believe that, yes, they're facing a super team in Los Angeles, but this is the Phillies' window is closing so fast that
it's going to go quick. They got to make a comeback. You know, they're like 2-for-25, all their big hitters. I mean, they're not hitting the ball.
Well, the fans.
And when you got Shohei can come in, Mr. Gambling Man can shut you down, and not only shut you down, but hit home runs, you got a problem.
Well, the fans in Philadelphia rained down boos upon Bryce Harper when they had an opportunity to take the lead, and he, of course, failed.
Hell, they booed Santa Claus. Who cares? Philly, you know, my buddy Kevin is such an Eagles and a Phillies fan. You know, he's just eat up with that old Philly cheese kind of crap. And I'm like going, okay, you done bought the cheesesteak. You got everything. You went to Chickies and Pizza and got the crab fries. You got everything that you got except a damn win, brother. You know, it's like when the Eagles just got beat, you're one down.
Well,
now the Phillies are getting their butt kicks. What's good? Hey, what happened to all the cheesesteak? Tough guys, man.
I mean,
come on, this is Philly, boy. Don't back up and punt.
I'm sure he's rooting for the Eagles right now and has moved on from Bryce Harper and the Phillies. The way I see this is that you have two teams here. If it weren't for the Dodgers going out and, you know, spending the amount of
gazillion,
money.
Right.
Yeah, the amount of money that California brings in a calendar year. The Phillies would be the team that everybody hated because they have everybody's old stars.
We need $8 billion for the TV rights and we'll give you half a Rodeo Drive. You know, so boom, good trade.
All right. Well, everybody would be very unhappy with the Phillies if it weren't for the Dodgers. So this would have been a way better NL championship series as opposed to a division series. But I really feel strongly that whoever wins this series is going to represent the National League in the World Series. Although the Brewers are really looking good against the Chicago Cubs. Yeah. They're not only winning, they're winning with authority over the Cubs. And
they're winning two ways, Jeff. Not only can they single and double you to death, but they're hitting a long ball as well. And so when you're combining that, they got trouble. I mean, the Cubs, I'm so disappointed in the Cubs. I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, it's like they went back in time and forgot to play. They forgot to hit. They forgot to pitch. They forgot the bottom line of baseball. And they're not even doing baseball 101.
Well, the Brewers, you know, I expect them to choke. And it's yet to be seen. This series still has games left in it. But they're up 2-0 on the Cubs and not a down to the wire.
The Brewers are going to sweep.
All right. You heard it here first on Mouthing Off All Over the World. The Brewers are going to sweep the Cubs, and on my
Dodgers
paperwork,
going to sweep.
There we go.
I don't think the Phillies can come back from 2-0. I think the Dodgers have got too much momentum. I think the Brewers have too much momentum. And I'm going to tell you something. If they're not careful, the great New York Yankees are going to get their butt handed to them. And that number 99, can you show up and hit like three run dingers and win some games for your New York Yankees? Because it's just not happening.
No, he can't. And it turns out that the big name coming out of the Toronto New York Yankees series is Trey Yesavage. Yesavage, the rookie, his fourth start in Major League Baseball is in a postseason game against the vaunted New York Yankees, and he makes them look like a little league team. Trey, you are savage. Trey Yesavage. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. also carrying quite a heavy load for the Blue Jays. They did the right thing. They drafted. They were bad. They drafted. They brought in a bunch of young kids. And then when those kids looked like they were ready to progress to the next level, they brought in an ace pitcher, ace-ish pitcher, and Kevin Gausman from the Braves and some veteran guys.
Well, you called it too. You remember? Well, we had that discussion when Guerrero was a free agent, and you said, man, they got to sign him.
Yes.
Because he's going to be their marquee guy. And he has stepped up during the playoffs. You know, Aaron Judge could learn from this dude that, hey, you know, and call, hey, you need to call, make a play, just call Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. They call him Mr. October for a daggum reason, man, because he showed up in October. And this is October, correct?
Yes. You know, I remember when Alex Rodriguez was referred to as Mr. September.
Oh, Jesus. Alex couldn't hit his damn number, and that was 13.
Yeah. Well, he came back and had a decent few postseasons in the end of his career in pinstripes. So he removed that name from himself, but it looks like that's going to Aaron Judge until he can figure it out for the New York Yankees. Seattle and Detroit. Seattle is, this is a good series. I think Seattle.
The big dumper, man. My boy, the dump. The dump, the 60 home run dude. You know, he's a Georgia boy, O'Cal Raleigh. So when you look at him, he is carried, and he's a marquee dude. He's getting, you know, the Mariners that national press that they need because they're just stuck up there. But he can hit 60 home runs from, you know, left or right. He beat Mickey Mantle's record, and that just says something to me.
As a catcher, too. Seattle, I'd written off pretty much because they had injuries to some big-name arms in their rotation in the beginning to middle of the season, and it didn't look like they were going to be able to, you know, have the depth to be this good. But it turns out they do have the depth to be this good. Seattle is a team that could definitely, looking at these teams on paper, if they get past Detroit and they face Toronto, it would be a phenomenal series. But I do think that Seattle could potentially be the team to make it to the World Series. It's been a long time coming for the Seattle Mariners.
I think that if they call it the dumper and his friends, you know, they're going to make it to the – I think that they – Seattle may be the American League or whoever to the World Series. What do you think?
I agree. Let's jump over to college football, Eddie. The top 10, there's been some shaking up of the numbers there. Ohio State planted firmly at number one, but Miami, after winning over Florida State, jumps into the number two position, pushing Oregon to number three, but Oregon has a shot to...
Now, who's number two?
Miami.
Well, to me, just to let you know, I think that Miami should be number one. They're the best team in the country, Miami. And you got that former Georgia Bulldog quarterback that you paid a lot of money for, and all he does is win.
You know, watching that game, though, I fear that Miami plays down to their competition as opposed to playing. They should have destroyed Florida State. They looked like a much better team, but they let them stay in it for the entire game. And being a Hurricane fan for as long as I have been, I know that that has been a trend, that they let teams stick around and then they lose one late in the season and everything falls apart. But for now, Miami looking like one of the best teams in college football. Oregon drops, but they face Indiana this
Miami
weekend.
Does.
No, Oregon.
Oregon's, you know, that could be trouble for Oregon.
Yeah, well, Oregon and Indiana really, I think, decides the Big Ten with this shaking up of the Big Ten. No
is
one
is Oregon playing in Indy.
It's in Oregon.
Oh well, that's a whole different ball game there.
Yeah, so nobody saw Indiana being this good. I really did feel like they were a one and done with Cignetti, but it turns out Cignetti's a great coach, and he gets to prove it.
You know, my
Saturday.
Buddy Jim Wainwright, former IU grad, just told me to make sure that you understand this, that Coach Sig isn't going anywhere. They need him at Indiana to keep winning. And I passed that message along to Jeff for you, Jimbo. And just knowing that, you know, we got so many listeners and great listeners, and Jim's one of our dear friends here at Mouthing Off, but he's an IU guy. So I'm going to make a prediction. They're going to upset Oregon in Oregon.
All right. I like that prediction, Eddie, because that really does shake things up quite a bit. So I really do think there's a chance that Oregon, if they can beat Indiana, hops over Miami back to number two. Ole Miss coming in at number four, deservedly so. Texas A&M drops to number five. Really,
those two right there, you better look out for.
Yeah, there are a lot of good undefeated teams left in the running for the playoff this year. But as we know, as we go along, these big schools and these big conferences have to play each other, and they're going to keep whittling them down and whittling them down. I'm a little offended that Notre Dame with two losses is still in the top 25, but that's all the time I have to talk about college football, Eddie. We got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah. Let's take a I know fans, you're going to say, did I hear this from Eddie Mansfield? Yeah, we're going to talk NHL. And you know something? Last year, I've always been a kind of hockey fan. I like to go to hockey games. But last year, you got me hooked, Jeff. I love hockey. You know my favorite teams, and I like them, and I love them, and I want to get some more of them. And so let's go get it done.
Yeah, you know, this is a hockey household. So hockey has been a pretty much a staple going on here. So as we get into the season, luckily, because of the fact that we're Washington Capitals fans, it's always good going into the season because they've not been, in Alex Ovechkin's career, a team that didn't seem like they could potentially win the Stanley Cup. But I got to talk first about our friends over at Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go check out Odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. The NHL is wide open this year. There's been a lot of movement of a lot of players, and I know that teams that were typically always on top, like the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Boston Bruins, don't look like they are going to make the playoffs this year, but you never know. I watched the opening of the season was tonight, and I watched the Chicago Blackhawks and the Florida Panthers. That was a really good game. Chicago looks very good. So you never know going into this season whose kids are stepping up and if they brought in the right guys as free agents. So it's exciting time in the NHL as we open the season.
There's nothing good that comes out of Chicago except deep dish pizza.
And hot dogs. Chicago hot dogs are my favorite hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Portatellas is one of my favorite. I have to give them credit for that because I love Portatellas, man. You know, Chicago dogs are good. You're absolutely right. They got two things right. They can't play baseball. They can't play basketball anymore. And they damn sure can't play football. So let's find out.
I believe that
hockey, forget about it. They just got a good looking jersey.
I believe that if you can figure out a way to make a hot dog fancy, that you get a long line when it comes to your football, baseball, hockey, and basketball teams. In my personal opinion,
you know what I always say about a Chicago dog? I can get a hot dog and get my vegetables at the same time. So don't tell me I'm not eating a good hot dog.
Hey,
and get my vegetables at the same time.
So if you're not aware of a Chicago hot dog, and forgive me if I leave out an ingredient, but a Chicago hot dog is the hot dog on a sesame seed bun with tomatoes, pickle, relish, sport peppers, mustard, and some form of seasoning that they put on top of it. But my thing has always been with Chicago is if you go into a hot dog joint in Chicago and ask them to put ketchup on your hot dog,
it won't work.
They will absolutely refuse to do so. But
you don't need ketchup on a hot dog.
But on a Chicago dog, they put tomatoes. What's the difference?
Yeah, well, that's your damn ketchup. You don't need real ketchup. You got a tomato, and they're trying to give you some vitamin C, man.
For all of our Chicago fans, I want you to know.
He asked for ketchup on a hot dog.
I was going to say I would never.
Yeah, he's just
going to
say he does that, but he's not going to tell you.
No, I like spicy mustard on a hot dog and onions. Onions I left off of the Chicago dog, by the way. Well, let's get back to hockey. You were telling us what your favorite teams were before I rudely interrupted you with our odark30.com promo.
That's okay. Just move it on with hockey. It doesn't matter what I got to say. I'll say it later.
Well, tell us your favorite teams.
Well, I love the Caps.
Yep.
I love the Vegas team. And, of course, your Florida Panthers.
My Florida Panthers. Once again, I'm punished because of my jurisdiction. But I'm tired of the Florida Panthers.
Hey, you got a damn good hockey team down South Florida.
I know, Eddie, but when that team stinks, Miami fans are so bandwagon that you could go down and watch
Miami.
You can go down to Sunrise where the Florida Panthers play and pay almost nothing to sit down on the glass to watch whatever your favorite team that's not the Panthers play. If the Panthers are no good, and this whole winning two Stanley Cups in a row and being good thing is getting really irritating to me. Can they go back to being bad? And it looks like this season,
you can't blame somebody for winning. That's what they're supposed to do. Win, win, win. I can't help your Capitals choke on the big one, man, all the time.
Last year
I'm pulling for the Caps and all they do is just let you down.
You can't tell
me Nationals. They show up, but they never win the big one.
They did win the big one. Both of these teams have won the big
one. Never the bride.
Both of these teams have walked down the aisle with a man in 2018 and 2019.
Yeah, 1918 when they took a little trip down to Mississippi. You know, it's like, come on.
Both of them have been brides, Eddie. And you tell me that I can't hate on a team for winning.
Well, they're
and
divorced
I am.
Now. They're divorced brides. So you need to just step on up and get them to crown the glory again, my boy.
Well, unfortunately for the Florida Panthers, they are down Alexander Barkov for the entire season, which is a big hit for them. And Matthew Tkachuk had a surgery that has him out until at least December, depending on how his recovery goes. So Florida's playing without two of their big time players for the beginning of the season and one of them the entire season. So it's going to be a tough road for them. You brought up the Capitals. We talked about this before the show, and I was getting ready to jump down your throat until you brought up the Capitals, and all was forgiven because you made them one of your teams that
you're acting like a typical sports fan. You're going to jump me, and you don't even let me finish.
I know.
Tell you, I'm trying to get a team that I really want to root for. I'm like a babe in the woods when it comes to NHL. Well, I've been at it. I've been to them. I've been in the press box. I've been to the wherever. But I just had to, you know, get it. When I was living in New York, I used to go to Ranger games all the time. And it's like, it's a lot of fun to be in the Garden and watch the Rangers. But you got to make sure they win. Problem is, you know, Rangers don't win too much.
Well, they didn't for a very long time, but then Mark Messier came in and saved them. And since then, they've seemed to be able to put one together here and there.
And why isn't this guy running for the mayor of New York City?
Sounds good to me, Eddie. And you picked three good teams because the Florida Panthers, you can't count them out until they're counted out. And the Vegas.
What's that team up in, is it Nashville?
The Nashville Predators are always a team that seems to be on the cusp.
Why couldn't they get a damn good name? I mean, Predators, there's about four or five teams that got the name Predators. Why didn't they call themselves like Nashville Sounds or something? You know, from you're a Music City. Call yourself like the Nashville Sounds, you know, and have a big music note as your logo. I mean, that'd be cooler than hell.
Well, I'll say this about Nashville. They, first of all, they're playing in a sport, the NHL, where Utah gets the Arizona team. They first named them the Yetis, and then Yeti sued them, and then they named them the Mammoth, and now some company that makes something called Mammoth is suing them for the name Mammoth. So in a litigious society, go with the Predators and the Titans, two things that really have nothing to do with Nashville. Let's jump over to the WWE, the crown jewel in Perth,
Australia. First of all, I want to my hats off to my friend Stephanie McMahon for being the first 2026 Hall of Fame inductee. And I'm very proud of her. Let me tell you something. She is one great business lady. And what she did for the WWE is just astronomical. And my hat's off to Stephanie and her husband, Triple H. You know, I'm just very proud of her. You know, they kind of really crapped on her for what her dad did. But her dad and Linda McMahon and Stephanie made the WWE what it is today. And they can say what they want about Vince McMahon, but Vince McMahon had $3 billion deals for television. Not TKO. Vince McMahon had it, and they forced him out. And so it's okay. You know, he's got $3 or $4 billion. What they did to him is just not right, and I'm so happy for his daughter, Stephanie McMahon. She's going to be
a great Hall of Famer. And she's a great human being, believe
she,
me.
She and Triple H seem to have been great stewards when her dad was forced out. They seem to have kept it together, and they're doing great things with the WWE.
Well, you know, they forced Stephanie out, too. She's not really a part of that.
She's as big a part of it as Linda was behind Vince. I know that she doesn't get all of the accolades that are given to Vince.
Well,
but she
has no say-so anymore. And that's what's so bad, because she's better than anybody they could hire. She's a third generation. Her granddaddy was a promoter. Her father was a promoter. And now she was. When you kick a person out like that, you're losing, not them. Let's go into the crown jewel. You know, that superstar girl I told you, Tiffany Stratton. I mean, she's hotter than nails, man. Not only does she good in the ring, she is fine outside the ring. She looks like a superstar, and she is a superstar. She's going to get Stephanie Vasquez. So they're going to push Stephanie, but I'm telling you, they're going for the crown jewel, World Women's Heavyweight Championship. That ought to be really cool.
Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins for the men's crown jewel. That's going to be a very good matchup as well.
Yeah, you're bringing in my boy Paul Heyman's guy. You never know what's going to happen with Paul Heyman. I look at things and I go, okay, Cody Rhodes, they will work good together. Same size, same everything. They will look really good. It'll be a good match.
And AJ Styles versus John Cena. AJ Styles made an appearance at UFC 320. He was in the crowd in Vegas. He looks like a star, and they seem to be handing the reins over to him when John Cena steps away. So he's got big old shoes to fill.
I don't know if they're going to hand him that or not, but AJ Styles, as you know, I produced him and directed him at Universal. And I knew from the first time I ever laid eyes on AJ that he had a superstar potential, and that's what he's done. I mean, he's one of the best workers in the business. Him and Cena will light it up in Perth.
Rhea Ripley, who is going to be the big star because she is from down under in Io Sky.
Stinky butt Rhea Ripley.
We're back to that.
You know,
huh?
Rhea Ripley, I always rib you to death. I love you. I love you, though. Rhea is going to be a huge, huge deal in Aussie land. So Iona Sky, I don't know why they're putting her in there. I don't know. But they're going against the two Japanese kind of girls. They used to call them the Kabuki Warriors. They had to break them down and put their name there where people knew who they were. And if you want to sell tickets, they got to know who you are.
And Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed has been added to that card. It's a big matchup as well.
Yeah. I mean, ESPN gave him a bunch of crap for giving him a tired WrestlePalooza in Indianapolis, and which they should. You know, when you're taking all your money and you're charging these fans, you know, just the other day, I got a bunch of shots from a lot of my fans saying, hey, Eddie, they're charging astronomical ticket prices. Well, there was a lot of empty seats at Raw. And if you price yourself out of the ball game, this, you got to be careful. Is that, you know, because wrestling was always a family get together, and if you price the family out, you're gonna lose in the long run. Oh, let me tell you, your boy from the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn, Mr. Punching Man. This idiot goes out there is a head coach of the New York Jets, which is a joke anyway, and he goes out there with boxing gloves on, tries to punch the balls away and show these guys to hang on to the ball. It didn't work. How many fumbles did the Jets have against the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, you know, that Aaron Glenn, he should have stayed in Detroit because Dan Campbell made sure he didn't make an ass of himself. But this guy's running wide open, making a jackass out of himself all over the nation. And, you know, the Jets are the worst. I can't just... Jets are just, if you want to go to the Jets, that's the end of your career. I'm just telling you that. That's how bad it is.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, they got a show of shows this week. You know, we just keep bettering ourselves. And I just want to say a shout out to all the Mouthing Off universe. 6.5 million of you. Worldwide, coast to coast like butter on toast, man. You know, it's just so good for us to come to them each and every week, Jeff.
I really do appreciate everyone that listens to us, you know, talk about sports, and we try to do it in a way that doesn't sound stale. And what's the word that we like to stay away from?
Oh, geez, I don't even want to mention it.
We're not woke because we ain't no joke.
Woke? No, because we're not broke. We're not political correct. You're asking Eddie Mansfield, is he political correct? Are you out of your mind, man? It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's like trying to hold a rattlesnake by the tail. It ain't going to work out for you.
I'll bite your ass every time. You know.
All right. Well, we got into, you know, the NFL. We're very much into the NFL season. You know, the leaves are changing. It's getting a little cooler outside, and that means it's NFL time. NHL, their season has opened this week.
The leaves are changing. How does my girlfriend still have a tan?
Well, she's going to the tanning booth or
no,
spray.
She doesn't. She's too fine for that, brother.
It's like, when it gets cold, we also know that NHL is in effect. The basketball comes back in a couple of weeks. MLB playoffs going on. It's exciting, Eddie. I'm very excited. College football.
You need to send your boy Judd, that number 99 with the New York Yankees. He needs to start hitting.
Nobody seems to be able to make Aaron Judge hit the ball in October. It seems to be against his religion at this point. We'll see what happens. Toronto is a young team. Can they hold it together and win a series against the Pinstripes? I don't know. Philly also could potentially come back and beat the Dodgers in very good fashion. But I'm going to predict right now that Philly is going to win game three, then lose game four and be out. They'll win one game to give their fans some kind of hope and then immediately flush it down the toilet just like they did recently in the World Series. Hey, Eddie, we've run out of time here. It's time to go. Tell them goodbye.
Yeah, before we go, you got to get the Brewmasters in there, man. Milwaukee, better watch them. And for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover saying, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.